Pro Circuit Racing, based in Corona, California, and founded in 1978 by Mitch Payton, is known for two things: building high-quality horsepower and winning races. The name Pro Circuit is worldwide recognition that you have bought the best, and we strive to get you the very best products for your bike. From two strokes to four,
engine porting, suspension, and our top-rated exhaust products,
we cover it all. Take a look at our own 2020 roster consisting of Austin Faulkner, Garrett Marchbanks, Jordan Smith, and Cameron McAdoo. Visit ProCircuit.com for more info on all the services and products. Pro Circuit.
We race.
All right, Mitch Payton, did you guys end up going fourth and fifth with Jordan and Marchbanks, or did Marchbanks go further back? I can't remember.
I think he fell and was farther back.
Yeah.
So what's your take on it?
I think main event was okay. After the first turn, they would go outside and do a 2-3-2, and the leaders were doing 2-3-3, and they never changed that line, and I think that cost them because they were right there with the group, but they weren't close enough to make anything happen. And then Garrett got by Jordan, and then he fell in the sand. Then Jordan got back up there, but then by not doing that, he just kept losing time, and they kind of lost track of the leaders.
We're three rounds in. Jordan didn't come in 100%, so it's been a rougher go for him than I think a lot of us thought, but then I don't think he's 100%, so where do you stand on him three rounds in? Does he get a bit of a mulligan?
There's no mulligans. That's golf.
Okay. Sorry.
No, I already told him. I'm like, that's not okay. Yeah. But I do think he's improving. Yep. I think there's an improvement from last week to this week. There's less mistakes, which is that's pretty critical. Speed is decent, but at the end of the moto, I think he got tired.
One of those tracks where it was Hampshire, Sexton, Shane, Jordan, well, J-Mart, then Jordan. And, what can you really do to make up time on these guys, I guess? I know it's always start cross. It's always important. But tonight almost seemed extra important.
It was super important because every single guy, even past our guys, in practice, they really all did the same things. So it was doing it perfect. So the little things you did wrong were terrible. And then when our guys were close to that group, Jeremy Martin didn't do that rhythm in the beginning and then started switching it and did it, and they just didn't pick up on it. And then we put it on the pit board, and they just didn't read it. And, really? So this week we have to practice, and then I'm going to send them some books, some basic reading, so you can read.
Much like the running shoes in 95. Hey, guys, Nathan, Nick, everybody. You might want to use these running shoes.
Yeah, because if you're getting tired, I got you some badass running shoes. And if these wear out, call me. I'll get you another set.
And if you're through with this book, I'll get you more books.
Yeah, because they should have read that and got it.
Last question for you. Kind of put you on the spot here a little bit. But Atlanta is such an iconic race over the years, whether it's this place or the other dome. What's your favorite Atlanta memory? Or what Atlanta supercar? I mean, Pichon stepped through the bars here. And then, but Ricky had some great rides here too.
I think it was at the old stadium, and I think 91. I think it was 91. And I don't know which one of our guys fell down, and the other one maybe it was
Swink and Buell.
Swink and Buell. I don't know which one fell down, but Talon Volan was up there, and I think one of them was in second, and the other one had fallen and then got lapped. And Talon thought the guy that was trying to pass him was a lapper.
Okay.
And after the race, he says, I thought he was a lapper.
It's a white bike.
No, they're identical. Well, they're identical except for their name on the back of the jersey. But the bike and the clothes were all identical because that was in the days where nobody was the same.
Yeah, I was just going to say, back then, everyone was different, right, except for you guys, right?
That identical thing caught him off guard, And I can't remember who won. I think it might have been Swink. And whoever won that night won, and it was caught off guard just because they were identical.
Good story time with Mitch. All right, man. Thanks for doing this. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Absolutely.